Hello, my name is Brooke. You have reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Okay. Could I just ask you a question? I have a granddaughter that just had to go into UAB and have, like, a colostomy done.
Okay.
How do people that have underlying medical conditions get in? I know they've opened it up, like, to – my husband and I are 76, so we've already registered to get our shots at DCH. But how do people that have, like, underlying medical conditions get registered, or are they registering those at this point?
You would just have to call a phone number that I would provide to you for that information. Or we also have the COVID vaccine appointments and requirements on our app at www.alph.org.
Okay, let me write
this
down.
I'm sorry.
I had heard that somebody that had, like, asthma was able to get an appointment, so I just wondered if they were already taking people with underlying conditions.
Okay, yeah, they would actually have that information on that website and at that phone number.
What is the website?
ADPH.org.
ADPH?
AD as in David, PH, yes.
Okay, and is there a phone number or is it on the site?
It's on the site. And the phone number that you can call to register for the vaccine is 855.
Okay.
566-5333.
If you call that number, though, you're not able to speak to somebody, are you? Or
you are able to speak with someone because you have to. What they're doing is they're accepting pre-register for you guys, so you can just pre-register. So whenever it becomes available, and if it's available, then they will contact you with an appointment.
Okay, this is for Jefferson County, right?
Yeah, Jefferson County.
Okay. It is just for Jefferson, though.
No, that's not just for Jefferson. That's for all of Alabama. Yeah, all of Alabama.
Okay.
They'll put your county in, and it'll bring up a list where you pre-register for that county.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Hope I've been able to help today. If you need more information, you can visit adph.org or cdc.gov.
Like I said, I was just trying to figure out if they were going ahead and vaccine and, you know, giving people shots that do have underlying condition. And I've heard different things. So I thought, well, I'm just going to call because they just had a number on TV. So I thought, well, I'm going to call them.
Yeah, I think, let me double check and see if I may have a list. I don't know.
I mean, she just had her surgery, like, over the...
And how old is she?
He's either 18 or 19.
Okay.
She had Crohn's, really. I mean, she's fought it for 3 or 4 years, and they finally just had to go in and take out her large intestines and put in a colostomy bag, you know, and everything and stuff. And... you know, they act like that does affect her immune system and everything. So
okay, let me see. Give me 1 second. All right. It says cancer, chronic kidney disease, COPD, heart conditions, pregnancy, sickle cell disease, smoking. So, yeah, all those are on the list.
Okay. Is, now I can't even think of it. I'm drawing it. But does it have Crohn's on there?
You said Crohn's?
Yeah.
I don't see it, but it's a lot on here, but that should qualify, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. And So they should just call this number and they could speak to someone and explain to them what their condition is, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And they'll also take down this number as well. 205-858-2221.
Now, is that just a Jefferson County number? Is that
That
in?
one is correct.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're
You've
so
been a lot
welcome.
of help.
You're so welcome,
Bye
and thank
bye.
you for calling in to the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Bye bye.